I got here from learning about the area two ways. First, from Mike Goetz, who got here first through information that I gave him, not about the place itself, but about where to look for promising land in Northern California. He might have a different recollection. I think our stories don't quite mesh, but my recollection is that what he was looking for was a place with electricity, a phone, and a post office not too far away. And the agent said, well, there's only one place that fits that bill. And Mike said, well, let's go look. And it was quite a drive from Auburn up to Montezuma Hill here. But they did, and Mike just said, oh, we'll take it. Have you ever been up to his place? It's just such a very nice place. I don't know if you all know, he was a manager of a small theater, part of a larger chain owned by his uncle. It was kind of an art house. And he conceived the idea of having something that he called Movies Around Midnight. It was a special program after the regular Hollywood movies, the last one had run. And he started showing unusual short films. I, at the time, this was several years before I moved to the Ridge, had a small film distribution business of my own. I lived in Marin County, just outside Mill Valley, and had an office in San Francisco. And first was just distributing mostly experimental films that were being made in the Bay Area. And then as we became more well-known in the circles that would like to see that kind of film, broadened our customer base. Anyhow, because of that, and Mike must have started renting some of our films, and we developed a phone friendship. And one day, he called me up and said that he and his then-wife had gotten tired of living in Los Angeles. They wanted to move to Northern California. So they came up, and that's how we met in person. And then, in 1970, my old friend Gary Snyder, whom I had met in 1946 at Reed College, when I went back after the interruption of the war, for some reason or other, had bought a piece of land that he still lives on, along with Allen Ginsberg, Richard Baker, who was the Roshi of the San Francisco Zen Center, and Donald Walters, a.k.a. Kriyananda, the Swami. Kriyananda said that he just wanted it for a little personal retreat, and of course immediately started building Ananda. They had a big cut-off propane tank hung from a tree branch that they would bong with an iron bar every morning about 6 o'clock to bing, bing, bing. I could hear it at my house even over the hill.